हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत् सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्रियोपनिषदि द्वितीयोऽध्याये ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्यां अष्टमोनुवाकः, स्टिल् इन् दि eighth section, eighth anuvakaha. Let us quickly read once, because once you finish this anuvaka, we will not be chanting again.
Bhishasmadvatav pavate bhishodeti suryah bhishasmadagnischendrascha mrityurdhavati panchama iti सैषानन्दस्य मीमागुंसा भवति युवा स्यात् साधु युवाध्यायकः आशिष्ठो दृढिष्ठो बलिष्ठः तस्येयं पृथिवी सर्वा वित्तस्य पूर्णा स्यात् स एको मानुष आनन्दः ते ये शतं मानुषा आनन्दाः स एको मनुष्यगन्धर्वाणामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं मनुष्यगन्धर्वाणामानन्दाः स एको देवगन्धर्वाणामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं देवगन्धर्वाणामानन्दाः स एकः पितृणां चिरलोकलोकानामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं पितॄणां चिरलोकलोकानामानन्दाः स एक आजानजानां देवानामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतमाजानजानां देवानामानन्दाः स एकः कर्म देवानां देवानामानन्दः ये कर्मणा देवानपि यन्ति श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं कर्म देवानां देवानामानन्दाः स एको देवानामानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं देवानामानन्दाः स एक इन्द्रस्यानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतमिन्द्रस्यानन्दाः स एको बृहस्पतेरानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं बृहस्पतेरानन्दाः स एकः प्रजापतेरानन्दः श्रोत्रियस्य चाकामहतस्य ते ये शतं प्रजापतेरानन्दाः ಸಯೇಕೊ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣ ಆನಂದ ಶ್ರೋತ್ರಿಯಸ್ಯ ಚಾಕಾಮಹತಸ್ಯ ಸಯಶ್ಚಾಯಂ ಪುರುಷೇ ಯಶ್ಚಾಸಾವಾದಿತ್ಯೇ ಸಯೇಕಃ ಸಯ ಏವಂ ವಿತ್ ಅಸ್ಮಾಲ್ಲೋಕಾತ್ ಪ್ರೇತ್ಯ ಏತಮನ್ನಮಯಮಾತ್ಮಾನಮುಪಸಂಕ್ರಾಮತಿ ಏತಂ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯಮಾತ್ಮಾನಮುಪಸಂಕ್ರಾಮತಿ ಏತಂ ಮನೋಮಯಮಾತ್ಮಾನಮುಪಸಂಕ್ರಾಮತಿ ಏತಂ ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಮಯಮಾತ್ಮಾನಮುಪಸಂಕ್ರಾಮತಿ ಏತಮಾನಂದಮಯಮಾತ್ಮಾನಮುಪಸಂಕ್ರಾಮತಿ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ.
We have completed this Ashtamaha Anuvakaha. We understood this Ananda Mimamsa is presented here. This analysis of Ananda is presented here specifically for us to arrive at. The source of happiness is the only one, and that only source of happiness is the absolute reality, Brahma. That Brahman happens to be one's own essential nature, one's own self, the very truth of I. One's own self is the only source of Anandaha. There is no other source of happiness. And any degree of sukham experienced is nothing but manifestation of fraction of that fullness of happiness, which is one's own surupam. So every time one experiences any sukham, that is, it's only reflection, manifestation of one's own surupam, for which any given object may be nimittam, instrumental. It can be ordinary objects of this world, or it can be the pleasures enjoyed in higher lokas in different degrees. Still, the difference may be in the world, difference may be in the objects enjoyed, but still the sukham, the difference in the degree of sukham also, experience of sukham also may be there, but still the source of happiness is one's own swarupam. That is why the three important factors were mentioned. What is that main thing that is required for claiming, for taking ownership of this fullness of happiness, which alone is experienced by Brahma in the manifestation of this fullness of happiness alone is experienced in the Brahma Loka by Brahma Hiranyagarbha. The same thing experienced by a human being in this world, but the difference is only in the degrees. But still, without having to go to any higher loka, without having to make any specific effort, or without requiring to go anywhere also, this ordinary human being who living in this human world of mortals, enjoying this just a human upadhi alone, without requiring to have any specific upadhi also, this person is able to enjoy the fullness of happiness. For him, fullness of happiness is not the object, one's own swarupam. And who is that? A jnani. A jnani manushya can claim, can take ownership of the fullness of happiness as one's own swarupam. And for that jnanam, what is needed is actually akamahatattvam. The unafflictedness by desires. Not being affected by desires is the main qualification, which implies dispassion. The Purna Vairagyam is there. It is possible for one to have the vision of the truth. One can enjoy, one can claim the Purna Ananda as one's own swarupam. Akamahatattvam. Akamahatattvam alone will not help a person attain this jnanam, attain this fullness of happiness, which one discovers as one's own swarupam. for which, of course, the Shrotriyattam is important. Shrotriyattam means here having the profound knowledge of the subject matter of the Shastram implies that it should culminate, study of the Shastram should culminate in the ascertained vision of one's own Swarupam being Brahman. It is this Jnanam, knowledge of the self attained through the study of the Shastram, results in the discovery of fullness of happiness being one's own Swarupam. So Shrotriyatvam, Akamahatattvam. And here, it should culminate in the Jnanam. So it's Jnanam, knowledge is freedom, knowledge is fullness of happiness. And Brahma is the Atma. And Atma, Brahma, Anandaha, all these words are synonyms. Because limitlessness is the nature of reality. Being free from all limitations is limitlessness. And the limitlessness alone is Anandaha, fullness of happiness, the happiness. So Anandaha is Anantam Brahma. So Anandaha is another word implying the reality in terms of its nature of limitlessness, fullness. And which a person does not need to do anything for this, just one can take ownership of it as one's own Swarupam. This we have already understood from the 8th Anuvaka.
Sayaschayam Purushe Yascha Savaditye Sayekaha.
So, in the last class we saw, towards the end, having completed this topic of analysis of Anandaha, the Upanishad wants to show that the Sukham experienced, the Sukham, not it's not experienced, Sukham obtaining in, Sukham is say, this Anandaha obtaining in an individual human being, and the Anandaha obtaining in Ishvara, Hiranyagarbha, is essentially one and the same. There is no difference. The difference is only in the Upadhis. So Ishvara Upadhi is different, Samashtihi, Jiva Upadhi is Veshtihi. The difference is only in the Upadhi. And if we see from the standpoint of the Upadhis, there will be difference, but without the Upadhis, the standpoint of the Anandaha obtaining in the individual, obtaining in the total, the Ishvara, Samashtihi Ishvaraha, there is oneness. So let us see that particular, that last part of the 8th Anuvaka.
Sayaschayam Purushe Yascha Savaditye Sayekaha Saya evam vit asmal lokat pretya yetamannamayam atmanam upasankramati etam pranamayam atmanam upasankramati etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramati etamanandamayamatmanamupasankramati tadapyesha shloko bhavati.
Towards the end, the benefit of understanding one's own Swarupam being Anandaha is also revealed here. And such a person who understands the oneness of the Anandaha obtaining in the Purusha, the human being, the individual human being, and the Anandaha obtaining in Ishvara, the Samashtihi, the total. So here we know very well the Adityaha is Hiranyagarbheshwaraha. So Sarvajnaha Hiranyagarbhaha, Sarvajne Ishware Hridaye Yaha Anandaha, the Anandaha obtaining in Ishvara, the omniscient Lord, the Anandaha obtaining in an individual human being, Saha Yekaha, that is one essentially. Even the difference is in the Upadis. Samashti Upadhi is different, Vashti Upadhi is different, but Anandaha is one. Saha Yaha Evam Vith, the person who understands this essential oneness of Anandaha, of the individual and the Vyashti and the Samashti, the microcosmic being and the macrocosmic being, that person, Asmat Lokat Pretya, when a person Asmat Lokat Pretya, having dissociated himself from the body maintenance complex objectively, what happens to him? He transcends the every kosh at every level. In the sense what? Not he be transcending each kosha is nothing but becoming objective towards one's body maintenance complex. Becoming objective towards one's body maintenance complex is nothing but shifting one's identity from the body maintenance complex. Shifting one's identity from body maintenance complex means giving up the identification of the body maintenance complex should culminate in what? Actually, resolving oneself in Brahma. Resolving oneself in Brahma means abiding in Brahman, abiding in one's own self. Abidance in one's own essential nature is Swatmani Avasthanam. That is the benefit. That's what is said here. The person, Annamaya Atma, he transcends the Annamaya Atma, he transcends the Pranamaya Atma, he transcends the Manomaya Atma, he transcends the Vijnanamaya Atma, he transcends the physical, physiological, emotional, intellectual, all these different, the levels of material aspects. Then, finally, he abides in Brahman, abides in one's own self. Regarding this, there is a mantra. We have to see next. So, Ananda Mimamsayaha Phalam Upasamhriyate. Yaha Guhayam Nihitaha Paramevyomni Akashadikaryam Srishtva Annamayantam Tadeva Anupravishtaha Saha Yaha Iti Nirdishyate. We have understood this part where it's made very clear what is said already. Just as the Mahakashaha, the total space and the space which seems to be divided, obtaining in an enclosure such as pot, etc., is non-different. The space is, even though space seems to be divided, obtaining in different enclosures such as pot, etc., still space is one indivisible, undivided whole. In the same way, here, the upadis can be many. The anandaha, the reality, which is of nature of fullness of happiness, abstract formless reality, which is of nature of consciousness existence, which is of nature of fullness of happiness, obtaining in every individual upadi, any individual upadi, and is actually one indivisible, partless whole. So there is one total, undivided, indivisible, partless, anandaha, which is reality, Brahma. that part we understood. And it is when the Upanishad, it is mentioned, Sayaschayam Purushe, I'm coming to today's class. Sayaschayam Purushe, Yaschasavadityye Sayekaha. It is mentioned that Anandaha, the reality Brahma, Atma, obtaining an individual, and Aditya, Aitya, the Surya Bhagavan stands for Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbhe, that is one. There's oneness of the abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness, is implied by the term Brahman, is revealed there. So here, the Pura Pakshi comes with a doubt. Who is this Pura Pakshi? The Pura Pakshi is the person who must have been given to the practice of Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Saguna Brahma Upasakaha Pura Pakshi, who is also listening to this Vedanta Shastram. And he comes with this doubt. Why there is a doubt? In Upasana Kanda, when the Upasams are prescribed, there the relative oneness of the individual and the total is presented. The relative oneness of the individual and the total is presented. Their upadhis are not negated. Upadhis are retained. And still, upadhis are retained, even the relative oneness is revealed. But that is why there is still difference what as the upasakaha, upasya. Upasaka, upasya, bhedaha asti. There is a meditator, meditated difference is there in the Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Why still difference is there? Because the meditation, the oneness revealed there is only relative. It's only visualization. That is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. That Upasanam is, such Upasanani are prescribed in the Upasana Kanda, specifically for accumulating Punyam to be eligible to go to higher lokas, or also for Antakarna Naishchalyam. That is the Upasana Phalam. The highest benefit one can accomplish as a result of practicing any degree of any Saguna Brahma Upasanam is only Antakarna Naishchalyam or the Punyam, accumulation of Punyam required for enjoying the highest degree of happiness, pleasures in Vishesukam in the higher lokas. That is the ultimate benefit. So that Upasanam cannot remove ignorance. Therefore, there is no way of resolving the ignorance. Therefore, there is no way of reveling in the vision of fullness of happiness as a result of practicing meditation. That is the different part. Okay? But such a Pura Pakshi comes and asks here. One more thing I want to say this. In such the upasanani, when the meditations, upasanani, are prescribed in the Upasana Kanda, is always visualization, imagination is recommended. So, this Adityaha is a devata, the samashti shakti, the totality of seeing power is Adityaha. Like that, there are so many devatas. Aditya is one of the devata. In the Upasana Kandaha, Aditya is a devata. In the Vedanta Shastram, in the Upanishad portion, Aditya stands for total Ishvara Hiranyagarbha. Please make a note. Aditya is a devata in the Upasana Kanda. In the Jnana Kanda, Aditya is looked upon as symbol of Hiranyagarbha. Samashtihi Ishvaraha. And there, in the Upasana Kanda, Adityaha, the Devata, means the total, is a symbol of the total power. So especially the totality of seeing power is Adityaha. And the individual power is Indriyam. Chakshurindriyam is individual power. Adityaha is a total power. And every individual human being, Vyaktihi, always said to be adhyatmam. Adhyat, anything pertaining to an individual is said to be adhyatmam. Anything pertaining to the samashtihi is said to be adhidaivam. So adhidaivam means Ishvara, the samashtihi. Adhyatmam implies the vyashtihi, individual. So vyashti indriyam is samashti shaktihi. Therefore, the individual vyashtihi, the individual human being, is endowed with many subtle powers. And samashti Ishvara is endowed with many devatas. So devatanam samuhaha Ishvaraha. Indriyanam samuhaha manushyaha. Okay, vyaktihi, vyashtihi, samashti Ishvaraha, vyashti vyaktihi, individual human being. Therefore, here is a corresponding total in Ishvara. So whatever individual has, like, is a corresponding total in Ishvara. Therefore, from this, now here, in one particular meditation, which is also mentioned in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, etc. Of course, many Upanishads it is mentioned, specifically Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The Indriya Shakti, the Indriya, the seeing power, Chakshurindriyam, obtaining in an individual. And Samashti Devata is Aditya, obtaining in Ishvara. So there it is said, the person behind this, and specifically when the Chakshurindriyam is mentioned, there is a specific locus also is mentioned. This is Dakshinakshi Purushaha. Dakshinakshi Purushaha means the person backing up the seeing power in an individual, and the person backing up the total power, the Devata Aditya in Ishvara, is one and the same. This is what is said. Even though there is also oneness is revealed, but still the upadis are not negated. It's only visualization. How do you visualize the seeing power in an individual and the total, so Surya and the total are one. That there is oneness is visualized. Oneness is visualized, retaining the upadis. It's only imagination of the oneness, retaining the upadis. Whereas in the jnanam, oneness is not of, we do not see the oneness of the Hiranya, Saguna Brahma, Ishvara. We see the oneness of the reality, absolute reality, Nirgunam Brahma. Nirguna Brahma Chaitanyam. Here, we see here. And in seeing the oneness of this attributeless consciousness, Brahma, all the upadis, Vyashti Upadhi, the individual upadhi, and Samashti Upadhi, the Ishvara Upadhi, are all negated as mithya. Only cognitively, intellectually negating the upadhi, Samashti Upadhis and Vyashti Upadhi, upadis, we see, understand, the Satyam absolute reality, the Satyam of Mithya Upadis. The Satyam obtaining in the Mithya Upadis being one and the same is understood in the Jnanam, the Jnanakanda. So, here the Purapakshi, being a person having very good orientation in the field of, in the meditation, the person comes with the question. What he says, when the Purushaha is mentioned, this Purushaha, the Akshi is mentioned, the Purushaha obtaining an individual is mentioned, he says, the Purushaha should not be merely mentioned, he must be mentioned with a specification of what now, which aspect of the Purusha. So, Dakshinakshi Purushaha. In Upasana Kanda, Dakshinakshi Purusha is mentioned, not mere Purusha. Aditya is also mentioned. So the quick question is comes here. Nanu, you know very well this in Bhashyam, whenever the commentaries are presented, the doubts or the questions or queries or objections are presented, they use this expression nanu. Okay. Nanu. Here is a doubt. Tannirdeshe. Saha yahacha ayam purushaha iti avisheshataha adhyatmam na yuktaha nirdeshaha. So the Purupakshi says, when there is mention of the individual being, human being, when there is mention of the individual being, and there is mention of the Purusha also, yahacha ayam purushaha, that purushaha iti aviseshataha. Aviseshataha means what? Without the specification. Without the specification. Here he takes the Purusha as a given aspect. Given aspect, given part of the individual. Without the specification of the Purusha means what? The Purusha here he takes as aviseshataha, as mentioned in the Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. It is not simply mentioned there as Purusha. It is mentioned as Dakshinakshi Purushaha. Dakshinakshan Purushaha. So he says, Saha yahacha ayam Purushaha iti. That person, that Purusha, obtaining in an individual, iti viseshataha, aviseshataha, without the specification. Purusha, that Purusha which the Purusha obtaining in an individual is what is mentioned. He says, aviseshataha nirdeshaha, mention of the Purusha in this expression that Purusha obtains in an individual, avisesha, without any specification, is in specification in the individual, na yuktaha, is not appropriate. Is it clear? The mention of Purusha in this expression, saha yahacha purushe, yaschayam purushe, avisesha, without any specification, na yuktaha nirdeshaha, it is not appropriate. Na yuktaha. Is it clear? Why? He says, saha cha ayam dakshine akshan iti tu yuktaha. Dakshi, it must have been what he says, that Purusha obtaining an individual should have been mentioned as dakshine akshan iti. There is Dakshinakshan Purushaha iti, it must have been mentioned. Then it is what? Appropriate. It would have been appropriate. If the Dakshinakshan is mentioned, especially becomes what now? The power obtaining in the right eye is the person behind the right eye, the person behind the Aditya, the total power is one and the same. This is what is said in the Upasana Kanda. So the person behind the seeing power, the right eye, the organ, and power behind the Surya, the total power in Ishvara, is one and the same. Of course, there is oneness is revealed, but it's only relative. Why upadhis are retained? It's only visualization. So, but he says, Dakshinaha Akshan to Yuktaha. It is appropriate to add the adjective. Dakshinakshaha Purushaha. Instead of saying merely Purusha, it must have been mentioned as Dakshinakshan Purushaha or Dakshinaha Akshan Purushaha. Why? Because it's a specification. When there's a specification of Dakshinakshan Purushaha, if the Dakshinakshi is added, there's a specification of the part of the person. Which aspect of the person, individual, which part of the individual is, okay, a specific part becomes mentioned. Therefore he says, Sahachayaha ayam dakshine akshaniti tu yuktaha. This is how it must have been. Instead of saying Sahachayaha purushe, Sahachayaha ayam purushaha, it must have been mentioned Sahacha ayam, Yahacha ayam, Dakshine akshan purushaha. It would have been appropriate. To yuktaha, why it is appropriate? He says, prasiddhatvat, as this is well known. Prasiddhatvat, as this, such an expression is well known in the Upasana Kanda, especially it is understood from the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, etc. This is what he says. So, Bhagavad Pada's answer comes. Na, no. Why? He says, it is appropriate. No, it is not inappropriate. Sayaschayam purushe, yaschasavadityye. In this statement, here, when the individual is equated to the total, the vyashtihi is equated to the samashtihi, there, sayaschayam purushe, in that expression, merely saying purushe is appropriate without any specification, without any as dakshinakshan purushaha, it is appropriate. It is not inappropriate. Na means it is not inappropriate. Mentioning the purushe in the sayaschayam purushe without any specification as dakshinakshan purushaha, etc. is not inappropriate. Is it clear? You are following? Yeah. Sometimes things are like this. We have to bear with it. Okay? Na. He says, na, why? It is not inappropriate. Para adhikarat. Para, the word para has so many different meanings in different contexts. So here para means a different. Adhikaraha here does not mean Tamil adhikaraha. Okay, it is not, adhikaraha does not mean qualification or eligibility. Adhikaraha does not mean any power here. The word adhikaraha means a context. Para adhikarat. See, when there is a mention of the one, mention of equation of the vyashtihi to the samashtihi, when the vyashti is equated to samashtihi, the mahavakyam is presented, then the context is the Brahma Vidya Adhikaraha, Brahma Jnana Adhikaraha. The context is different. It is not the Upasana section. It is the section dealing with the Jnanam. Is it kind of Para Adhikarat? Para Adhikarat means the mention of the Purushaha without any specification as Dakshinakshan Purushaha is appropriate because the context where it is presented is not the section dealing with the meditations, but a section discussing the knowledge of the Absolute Reality. Is it clear now? This is Para Adhikarat, due to the difference in the context. Whatever is mentioned there is appropriate, nothing inappropriate. Okay. And he says, what is here, it is not Dakshinakshan Purushaha. The Purushaha in that expression, Sayaschayam Purushe, in that expression, the word Purushaha does not mean an organ of the individual, does not stand for any given aspect of the individual. That word Purushaha implies, Purusha stands for the Paraha Atma. Understand? It does not stand for an individual aspect of the, a given aspect of the individual. It stands for the Atma. So, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Parahahi Atma Atra Adhikritaha. So, Adhikrita, a contextual mention is of the Atma. The exalted self, the absolute self. Paraha hi atma. Indeed. Paraha atma atra adhikritaha. The contextual mention is of the absolute self. And which, who is absolute self here? The pure consciousness existence, which is of the sort of limitlessness. Satyam jnanam. Anantam Brahma, that Brahman obtaining as the truth of the individual is mentioned there, is implied by the term Purushaha. What is implied by the term Purushaha contextually is not a specific organ, a part of the individual, but what implied by the word Purushaha is Paraha Atma. And what is that Paraha Atma? He says, Adrishyanatme. He quotes the Paraha Atma, whose nature is mentioned in the previous mantra, such as Adrishyanatme, etc. That Paraha Atma, which is said to be imperceptible, which is free from, which is does not have a body. That is Paraha Atma. So this abstract consciousness, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, which is the absolute self, which is implied by the word Purushaha there. So in the Purapakshi's mind, the Purushaha stands for a specific, a part of the individual. But in this context, Upanishad presents what's implied by the Purushaha is Paraha Atma. That is Upasana's Kandaha. This is Jnana Kandaha. Even though the Upanishad, even though that is said in the Upasana also prescribed in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, still the portion was dealing with this subject matter of meditation, not of the knowledge of the self. Okay. So, parahahi atma atra adhikritaha. Atra adhikritaha means the contextual mention is of the absolute reality atma. Which atma alone is implied by these expressions as imperceptible, free from body, etc. And bheshas madvata pavate. That atma, which was earlier explained as that, out of the fear of whom, fear of which, even the wind blows, etc. He remains of the previous mantras. All those mantras he remains. See, what was the subject matter discussed in those mantras? Adrishyena, me, anilayane, etc. It was the absolute reality, attributeless absolute reality. And what was that said to be? Glorified as Bhishas Madvatav Pavate. It is abstract formless reality Brahmatma, which was mentioned earlier as some that out of fear of which the wind blows, etc. Saishanandasyamimagamsa Bhavati. Again, here is the calculus, the analysis of Anandaha, the fullness of happiness. Here is the analysis of Anandaha. It was mentioned earlier. And the Ananda is what? Brahma. So analysis of Anandaha is nothing but analysis of the intrinsic nature of the reality in terms of happiness. And the analysis of the intrinsic nature of reality, the happiness, is nothing but analysis of the very reality, Brahma. So abstract, formless, nirgunam Brahma is implied by the term Purushaha in the context of Jnanam. Okay. Not the specific part of the individual. Therefore, he says, Shankara Bhagavad says, Nahi akasmat aprakritaha yuktaha nirdeshtum. Therefore, nirdeshtum na yuktaha. Nirdeshtum na yuktaha means it is not appropriate to mention akasmat suddenly something which does not fit in the context. Aprakritaha. Prakritaha, aprakritaha. Please be very careful. The word prakritaha. Aprakritaha means what? Something which does not befit the context, does not fit in the context. Okay. Therefore he says, Nahi yuktaha, nirdeshtum yuktaha. It is not na yuktaha means it is not appropriate. Nirdeshtum, to mention, to imply. Akasmat, suddenly, in the context of Brahmajnanam, Atmajnanam, analysis of Anandaha means analysis of the very nature of the reality. Here, abstract reality. Therefore, akasmat, suddenly, in the context of discussing the absolute attributeless reality, it is appropriate to mention something which does not befit this context. Aprakritaha. So, Indriya Shakti is aprakritaha. Here, Nirgunam Brahma is the prakritaha vishyaha. The subject under discussion is Jnanam. It is not the Upasanam. So that Dakshinakshin Purushaha is appropriate to mention in the context of Upasanam. In the context of Brahma Jnanam, it's a mere Purushaha. And this, not no adjective is required here. Because Purusha stands for what? Paratma. Paramatma Vijnanam cha Vivakshitam. So Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Bhagavad Pada makes it very clear. Paraatma vivakshitam. So Paramatma Vijnanam cha Vivakshitam. What here? Vivaksha means what? Vaktumicha Vivaksha. What is desired to reveal by the Upanishad is, what is intended by the Upanishad in this context is Paramatma Vijnanam. The knowledge of the absolute self, the knowledge of the absolute reality, Atma, knowledge of the absolute reality, Brahma, Paramatma Vijnanam cha Vivakshitam. What is desired to reveal by the Upanishad is Paramatma Vijnanam. What is intended in this context is the knowledge of the absolute self, the ultimate truth. Tasmat, therefore, Parahayeva Nirdishyate Sahayekaha Iti. Therefore, this absolute self alone is mentioned by the expression Sahayekaha, as that Atma is one. Parahayeva Nirdishyate Sahayekaha Iti. So Sahayekaha, in this, that is one. Sahayekaha, that is one. So the anandaha obtaining in an individual person, the anandaha obtaining in Hiranyagarbha is one. Saha ekaha iti. That oneness is mentioned is, the oneness mentioned is of the Paraatma. It is Atma who is mentioned as one. It is not the, not anything else. See, because we do not know why Bhagavad Pada takes into account all these doubts. See, we are not actually speaking by the grace of great Mahatma, somehow we are able to study Upanishads. Those days in Vedic period and all, or even later on, people must have had thorough knowledge of everything. Because we do not know anything about meditation. We have not studied Upasana Kanda. And we are not inspired to practice Upasanas also. Even though we always recommended, what Upasana? We only do Japa. Puja Swamiji always says, don't get into these problems, okay? Always do Japa. Nitya Japa is important. Japa is the a substitute for any Saguna Brahma Upasanam. And study Shastram. So studying Shastram itself becomes gradually. Shravanam itself becomes Upasanam. Manam itself becomes Upasanam. And apart from our regular practices of living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, there every day worship is there. That worship itself is what? The worship involving body, speech and mind. Kaikam, Vachikam, Manasam, Karma itself becomes substitute for our Upasanas mentioned in the Upanishads. We do not know how to practice those Upasanas. So Vedic meditations are not relevant for us because we do not know. We do not study those Upasanas. Upasana Kanda is not studied. We are not taught how to practice meditations also. Not necessary also. But we respect them, we revere them, we don't look down upon them, we don't know anything about it. So those days, people must have been given to the practice of such Upasana seriously. And they must have had tremendous orientation also in the practice of meditation. Such doubts are possible. We have no doubts. We don't have any such doubt. Do we get such doubts? We do not know whether Dakshinakshan Purusha has mentioned the Upasana. We only said whatever is being said here, we listen. We listen, understand. We don't doubt because we don't know. Even to ask such a question, to have a doubt such like this, we must know. Unless we have the knowledge of Upasana, how can we ask such questions? So we have no problem. But we not leave omitting these portions. We're not omitting anything here. Because we have to look into everything what Bhankar Bhagavad Pada says to understand the heart of Bhagavad Pada. Okay, Shastra's vision has to be understood as the vision of Shankar Bhagavad Pada. Bhagavad Pada's vision has to become our vision. That is how Shastra's vision becomes our vision. That's why we bow to him as our Parama 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 Guru. Okay. So here, when we did all these things, sometimes people may feel, what is that? Why is there any relevance for us? Why should we know? Where is Dakshinakshan Purushaha or Samashti Paratma? Why should we know all these things? Is it not enough for it? We simply study the Upanishad. Yes, Upanishad can be studied simply being unfolded by the person who has studied the Bhasham thoroughly. There is no problem otherwise. But it's better to, if you want to really know how the tradition is present in the teaching, then you had to study the Upanishad Bhashyam. While studying the Bhashyam, all these things are also brought into discussion. So the thorough understanding must be there. Because some other place, suppose a person goes and sees, oh, that Dakshinakshan Purusha is mentioned, here Mere Purusha is mentioned, Aditya is retained. Then Aditya stands for, understand, Devata. And Akshana Purusha stands for Indriyam. Whereas here, Aditya stands for Ishvara. And here, Purusha stands for Viri Atma. isn't it? Therefore, such doubts have to be clarified. Now, again he comes with the, now Purupakshi comes, something nice. Nanu anandasya mimamsa prakrita tasyaha api phalam upasamhartavyam. Oh, he's asking. Anandasya mimamsa prakrita. Anandas mimamsa prakrita means what? Prakarshena krita. It's not about the context. Prakarshena krita. Anandas mimamsa krita. Prakarshena krita. The analysis of anandaha, the calculus of anandaha has been thoroughly done. Tasyaha api phalam upasamhartavyam. And the benefit of the analysis of anandaha also must be upasamhartavyam. So the benefit of the ananda also must be concluded here. Tasyaha means what? Tasyaha ananda mimamsayaha. The calculus of anandaha, the analysis of anandaha, which has been done thoroughly, the benefit of that, phalam of that ananda also should be concluded here. And he says, abhinnaha swabhavikaha anandaha paramatmayeva. Abhinnaha swabhavikaha anandaha paramatmayeva. Purapakshi says this. Okay. Paramatmayeva. The absolute self. The only truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Implied by the term Brahman. Which is also implied by the term Atma. Because the reality being the innermost essence of every being here, the same reality is implied by the term Atma also. Therefore, that absolute reality, absolute self, Paramatma alone, is what now? Is the Anandaha. Paramatma eva Anandaha. Atma is Anandaha, Anandaha is Atma. What is Anandaha? Swabhavikaha. Swabhavikaha means it is not artificial. It is not something which comes and goes, which is inseparable, intrinsic nature of every Atma. Inseparable, intrinsic nature of the self. Swabhavikaha anandaha and then abhinnaha. It is undivided. Undivided, indivisible, swabhavikaha, the intrinsic nature. Intrinsic nature means what now? One's own swarupam, one's own essential nature. Therefore, which is something to be discovered, which cannot be attained. Abhinnaha swabhavikaha anandaha paramatmayeva. So one's own self, the absolute self, is source of this happiness, source of undivided intrinsic fullness of happiness. Na vishaya vishayi sambandha janitaha. So anandaha, which is identical with the paramatma, which is intrinsic nature of the reality, one's own self, which is undivided, indivisible, is not something janitaha, which is generated, which is not born as a result of the contact of the experiencer with the object of experience. Vishaya vishayi sambandha janitaha na anandaha. It's a very important sentence. Vishaya vishayi sambandha janitaha na anandaha. This happiness, the fullness, and happiness are identical. So Pujya Swami used to say fullness of happiness, limitlessness. Limitlessness and happiness are identical. There was a limitless happiness. Limitless happiness or limitlessness or happiness, all these are synonyms. Which is nothing but the word revealing the reality in terms of a given nature. Therefore, all it is the very self, one's own self. Very content of aham, I is what? Paramatma, which is anandaha, which is swabhavikaha anandaha, abhinnaha anandaha. Therefore it is vishaya vishaya sambandha janitahana. It is not something produced by, generated by, caused by the contact between the experiencer and the object of experience. Nanu, this is the, it's not objection, he says. This is how the Anadi Mamsa should be concluded. Puru Pakshi gives the idea. And Bhagavad Pada has to say what? Come on, that is what is done here. That is what you want, the conclusion which you expect, you want to have. The conclusion, the way of conclusion, which you expect, you want to have as the benefit of this Anadi Mimamsa, that is what is implied here. That is what is revealed by presenting the Mahavakyam. So he says, Nanu, of course, Tad Anurupaha Eva Ayam Nirdeshaha. Ayam Nirdeshaha means this mention of oneness of the Anandaha. Ayam Nirdeshaha means what? This mention. This mention is of what? We have to understand this mention of the oneness of the Anandaha, oneness of the truth obtaining in an individual and the total, the Ishvara, is Tad Anurupaha Eva, is in exactly Anurupaha Eva, is in conformity with. See, this mention, this presentation of the essential oneness of Anandaha obtaining in an individual human being and the total Samashti Ishwaraha is in conformity with the conclusion of the analysis of Anandaha. Tad means what? Tad Anurupaha means, Tad stands for the conclusion of the analysis of Anandaha. The one, such small third person pronoun stands for Tad. Tasya Anandasya Anurupaha. If you break it, make a compound, Tasya Anandasya Anurupaha. Tad stands for the conclusion of, the concluding summary of the analysis of Anandaha is meant by the word Tad. So, Ayam Nirdeshaha Tad Anurupaha means what? This mention of the essential oneness of the Vyashtihi and Samashtihi is in conformity with the conclusion of the analysis of the Anandaha. The presentation, the mention of this oneness is in conformity with the benefit, conclusion of the benefit of the analysis of Anandaha. Is it clear? Okay. Nanu, Tad Anurupaha Eva Ayam Nirdeshaha. What is this Nirdeshaha? What is the mention here? Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavadite Sayekaha. Sayaschayam Purushe Yaschasavadite Sayekaha. It's made very clear. After presenting the this mantra, Drig Mantraha, which presents the benefit of the, present the conclusion in terms of, present the benefit of the analysis of the Anandaha. That Anandaha is one. Why Anandaha is one? Anandaha is synonym of Brahmatma. That Brahma, that absolute reality is one. Therefore what? The Anandaha, the fullness of happiness is one, which is the source of the, all happiness. One which obtaining in the individual human being and obtaining in Ishvaraha, the total. Which means is a Mahavakyam. So Mahavakyam definitely retains the division between upadis. Why? We cannot undo the difference between the upadis. There's no way of undoing the difference between upadis. But upadis are mithya. Therefore, the difference is also mithya. And the difference in the upadis, of course, is definitely there. The relative difference between the relatively real upadis is there. But there's non-difference in the absolutely real Atma. So relatively real upadis are different. Absolutely real Atma is one. There is no difference. That is the, what is meant by this statement. So, bhinna iti bhinna adhikaranastha visesha upamardena. So he says, how can I talk about the oneness of Anandaha obtaining in the individual and the total? How can we talk about it? He says, yes, through the negation, we can beautifully establish the essential oneness of the Vyashtihi and Samashtihi. In terms of the oneness of the Anandaha, we can establish the essential oneness of the Anandaha, of Vyashti and Samashti. How? Bhinna Adhikaranastha Visesha Upamardena. Through the negation of the different upadis. Adhikaranastha Visesha, the individual, the total, microcosmic, macrocosmic, Vyashtihi Samashti. This is the Adhikaranastha Visesha. This Adhikaranastha Visesha means what? The specific qualification obtaining in the upadi as individual and the total. Therefore, bhinna adhikaranastha visesha upamardena, through the negation of the specifications as individual and the total, obtaining in the two upadis, different upadis, here essential oneness of Anandaha is established. What does it mean? Resolving the individuality and the individual and the total difference is what resolving the very upadis, negating the upadis. Negation, upadis are negated as mithya. So Vyashti upadi is also negated as mithya. Samashti upadi is also negated as mithya. And all relatively real upadis are negated as mithya. Then what is established here? Essential oneness of the Anandaha, which is free from difference. Okay. Now the question next, again Purupakshi comes. I think I have to stop the class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.